Rachel Griffiths is a bat rehabilitation volunteer for Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue and will be talking about bats at the Laguna Environmental Center this weekend. What makes you interested in bats?
I started the exclusion service at Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue with the director years ago, and we were excluding bats out of houses, and we were lucky enough to have Pat Winters, a well-known bat rehabilitator living in Forestville, and that led me to training with her to do bat rehabilitation.
What do you like about them?
They're amazing little creatures. They're a huge part of our environment by getting rid of pest bugs. But also, each different species has personality differences. Some are cranky, some are very sweet, some are very smart, some are not the A students in a class. So each one is different, and they all have personalities.
Now, your presentation is described as myth-busting about bats. What are some of the myths that you want to dispel?
How about that bats are trying to fly into your hair? Which they're not. They're actually chasing mosquitoes and bugs that are trying to bite you, and the bats are coming in close to you to catch them. Others, people don't know that there is anything beneficial about bats, that all bats carry rabies, that we have vampire bats in our area. And actually, we do have vampire bats for real, but they're found in South America. So we don't have any here, and the ones that are found in South America actually like poultry and bovine blood, not human blood.
Bats are also, I understand, under siege these days from a rather mysterious disease. How are they faring around here?
It's called white nose syndrome. A more accurate name now probably would be white wing syndrome. And it's a cold-loving fungus that lives in caves, and it was originally found on the East Coast, and it has been moving steadily across the United States, and it's in the Midwest right now. It has about a 96% to 98% mortality rate on bats that are living in colonies. So they're not seeing bats in the East Coast any longer. They used to see a lot of little brown bats, and they don't have them. And it is moving across the U.S. We are worried that eventually it will come all the way here. The only benefit for our area is we don't have the caves that they do on the East Coast where the bats are living together in huge populations. Our colonies are a little smaller. Hopefully we will not get it, but it definitely is a possibility. And with that high of a mortality rate, bats that are threatened, this is expected to push them into extinction.
The timing may be coincidental, but bats are also associated with witches and Halloween. What about that?
Bats have been villainized for many, many years as associated with Halloween with vampires. And actually, there was a Count Dracula in Romania, but he had a lot of anger issues when he was ruling. He was actually Vlad the Impaler, so he really had nothing to do with bats. What brought it all about was actually the novel by Bram Stoker regarding vampires. And that started the myth, the hysteria, that bats are vampires and bloodsuckers.
And in fact, they're good to have around.
They're excellent. In California, we have only insectivore bats. We have one type of bat in the very tip of Southern California that is a nectar-loving bat. But aside from that, all of our bats love insects, and they eat different insects depending on the species. Anything from little gnats and mosquitoes all the way up to scorpions and potato bugs. So they're very beneficial, unless you like bugs.
Given the choice, I think I'll go with the bats.
I would, too.
Rachel, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Bruce, very much.